we cherish our heritage, but disregard the fact that in our historical buildings, such as our monumental churches, different styles of the past have been mixed together. That is definitely not the case here. This temple, together with the square and surroundings, is a harmonious work of Baroque elegancy. This can be explained. The church had a short construction time from 1615 to 1621, and it was inspired by the Rome model of the Gesù Church. Our Baroque artists were consciously developing further the vision of the Renaissance by paying renewed attention to man and his anatomy, to his ideas, humanism, and to nature, perspective. Already, in the first sentence of his introduction to Palazzo di Genova, Rubens talked about medieval architecture in a condescending way.
Al benigno lettore, vediamo che in queste parti. Dear reader, we have seen that in these regions, the architectural style called barbaric or Gothic is gradually changing and disappearing. Persons with good taste are introducing, to the great honor and beautification of the country, the style of construction which shows true symmetry and which conforms to the laws laid down by the Greeks and Romans. We see examples of this in the splendid churches which the Venerable Society of Jesus just erected in Brussels and Antwerp.
The facade, the interior, and especially the Lady Chapel still give us a sense of how the Jesuits, as patrons, and Rubens, amongst others, as a virtuoso performer, created an impressive whole. It is an interplay of art forms in which the sculptures and ornaments take a step forward out of the shadow of the niches. The tangible abundance of materials was meant to make us feel the spiritual riches of faith. A life beyond every day's isolated existence, but included in a joyful community. The Jesuits also used the word in their preaching, but they knew how to illustrate it with image. In this way, they appealed to both reason and emotion. The spectator had to be drawn into the depicted scene and become a participant in the religious representation. In this church, Rubens is present with a smaller work, the Return of the Holy Family, and a copy of one of his versions of the Assumption of Mary. Anthony van Dyck, mentioned by name in the agreement with the Jesuits, left but only few traces. The fire on July the 18th, 1718, destroyed 39 ceiling paintings made by Rubens and van Dyck in cooperation. Today, it is with mirrors and reproductions of the old sketches that we should get a suggestion of what the ceiling decoration once looked like. Opposite this church, in what is now the Heritage Library, meetings were held between lay associations and the Jesuits. In this way, the religious order kept the intelligentsia on their toes. Anthony van Dyck painted two works for his own section there, called The Youngsters of Age, The Unmarried Male Adults. For both paintings, he didn't charge full market price, but you have to go to foreign museums to see them today because when the Jesuit order was dissolved, their possessions were sold and scattered. In this way, they still serve as our art ambassadors.